We're on the road. Where transportation goes, community grows. Welcome to On the Road with the MTA. And welcome again to another exciting edition of On the Road with the MTA. I'm Jay Gibbons alongside with Stephanie Kay from the MTA. How's Stephanie today?
Well, I am great, but I got to say, what a year this has been, right, Jay?
Oh, my goodness. It's 2021, and it couldn't have come soon enough.
I hear you. So many people are working from home and making different changes. And I have to say, some of the changes are actually a little likable. I mean, there's working from home. You and I were just talking about this off the air. I love it. You can put a load of laundry in. You can come up and do your Zoom meetings, and you only have to get dressed from the waist up, which isn't bad at all.
That's right. So are you dressed from the waist up?
Well, we will just say we'll leave that for your imagination because I didn't put my camera on today. No, I do have to go into the office about 3 o'clock or so. So yes, I had to get somewhat presentable, but it just makes people more comfortable. I was talking to some people that work from Social Security and they love working from home as well. So there might be some good changes that came of something so negative. And that's what today's all about, talking about great changes, because here on the road with MTA, it really gives Jay and I a platform to bring valuable information, services, programs to this community, and it makes your life easier. So if you have needs, questions, concerns, or knowledge and maybe other helpful information for others, we would love to hear from you. So share that with us. Feel free to contact us anytime at podcast@mtaflint.org, and we're happy to connect with you and to make those things happen, because Jay, don't you find it so rewarding to work at MTA because people sincerely do care about others, improving the quality of their lives?
Absolutely. That's one of the reasons why I joined the organization, not only because it is forward-thinking, but it is so in touch with the community, you know, not from just the transportation standpoint, but as a community leader, and it's fantastic for me.
Absolutely. I know you and I have witnessed it firsthand, like just recently. MTA, we know they're an equal opportunity employer from experience, because they just recently hired a friend of mine. She's a sweet, visibly impaired young lady, and she's running the surveys for us. And MTA had to invest in special equipment to make this possible for her. Her name is Ashley Seymour, and she's doing a fine job. And she's the one that's going to be answering the telephone if any passengers have any needs past the after hours. So after 5 o'clock, you can have a person answering the phone to say, how can I help you? Where are you? What do you need? And I just love that Ed Benning, the CEO, and everybody here that works at MTA really does care and thinks ahead about people using our services.
And we featured her on a podcast earlier. So if you want to check that out, it's definitely, definitely worth the listen.
Absolutely. And you know, women, they think differently than men, which I love. And women are not historically known to be placed in management positions or considered for jobs that men are usually in charge of, but things are changing, at least here at MTA. As a matter of fact, our special guest today is Chief Operating Officer of Planning Innovation at MTA, and her name is Harmony Lloyd. Now, she's been involved with special key initiatives, including Rides to Groceries, which is a transportation program to connect residents and food deserts to grocery stores. What was really, really sad is we found out that seniors and veterans were eating out of vending machines. They were going to the gas stations or to the drugstores and eating donuts and candy bars because they could not get to fresh fruits and vegetables. Well, Rides to Groceries helps connect them to get the fresh fruits and vegetables they need. And she also worked on Rides to Wellness. It's a project to improve Flint residents to access to transportation for health-related care. And that can get you there to the doctor as little as 30 minutes. And that was a task, trying to make that happen with all the different people that we help, of like 5 million a year. But Harmony is awesome, and she was making these programs happen successfully. And she currently serves on how she does it. She's the mother of 3 boys who are wonderful, but she's currently serves on the board of directors for the Michigan Public Transit Association and the Disability Network. And she's also active with the Community Foundation of Greater Flint's Grand Blanc Fund, the Greater Flint Health Coalition Access Committee, and the Genesee County Coronavirus Task Force on Racial Inequalities. Now, this woman has done a lot. She's earned her bachelor's degree in political science from University of Detroit Mercy and a master's degree in public administration at our alma mater there, the University of Michigan Flint. And Harmony is not advocating for public transportation. When she's not advocating for public transportation, I should say, she's raising those 3 boys and she's reading a lot of novels that makes her so smart. And get this, this is my favorite. She's avoiding her housework by playing on Facebook. Now that I can relate to. Want you to help me welcome Harmony Lloyd. Thank you so much for being with us today, Harmony.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, Harmony, be honest. Are you dressing the waist up? Are you dressed at all? In your jammies? What's going on with you?
I'm in comfortable clothes. We'll say that for sure.
Well, good for you. Well, I know, I mean, people have been talking about how much you've done. And as a female, I think that's amazing because it's usually given to men in this kind of a position. But MTA sees the importance of how women think differently than men. And word is out there that, you know, if Ed ever retired, you could be the CEO, whether you want it or not. You've definitely done a lot. I've had the opportunity to work with you, and I know how organized you can be and professional. So thank you for all you've done for MTA in this community. But tell us about your experience, or you talked about women in transportation careers, and is that still a possibility? What's going on with that?
Well, it's an issue that's close to my heart. I remember when I first started in transportation, it's been about 6 years now, and I wasn't really familiar with the field. I was, you know, I saw the buses going down the street, just like all of you, but didn't think about it much beyond that. And in my first year working for MTA, I went to a conference and I looked around and there was about, you know, several hundred management level employees that were at this conference, and maybe 10% were women. And it really took me aback because I hadn't even thought of that transportation as being a male dominated field. But I just immediately thought, we have to do something about this. We have to get some female voices into the mix in transportation. And so as I have gone through my career with MTA, I've been very cognizant of making sure that women in the organization are empowered and have opportunity to move up through the organization. I just feel like transportation isn't always thought of as a career that people, you know, say they're going to go into. You don't hear kids a lot of times saying, you know, I'm going to grow up and be a bus driver, or I'm going to grow up and be a planner, or I'm going to grow up and be a dispatcher. But there's so many opportunities for really good-paying careers and a lot of flexibility, which is perfect for women that might be raising families or have other obligations. And so I just really like to do what I can to make sure that women know that this field is available to them.
Well, I thank you for that information. That's very important. I know women don't think about the fact that they can do things like this. And yet I saw a, I had a friend who worked at a big auto industry, and he said that he was amazed at the different ideas women came up with opposed to men, because when they were designing the inside of the car, the women are like, well, where am I going to put my purse? And the guy had designed it just for his like beer or whatever he was using. And she's like, what about the car seat in the back? I can't see my child. Can we do something that has a rear view mirror that has something that comes down so I can see in the back seat? And those were innovative ideas. And those are what we need as mothers and families and just people in general. So I think men and women do think differently. And together, I think they make such a huge difference. And that's why I love MTA and what you guys are doing, because it really does see those future needs and it brings them to the force. So what else do you see that you can share with us that you think that people might need to know about MTA?
Well, following up on the example you just gave, I think that was great. I had a similar experience. We have bus stops throughout the city, and most people probably assume that bus stops are just plopped down wherever, but there actually is a lot of thought that goes into how far the bus stops are spaced apart and, you know, where they create the best access for our passengers. And so we had a business request that we remove a bus stop from in front of their business. They didn't want it right there. And so we were looking to where we could move that stop. And several people looked at it, and they all happened to be men, and they just said, well, let's just pull it out. I mean, there's another stop a quarter of a mile down the other way, and there's another stop a quarter of a mile down the opposite way, so people can walk. That's not that far. And so I said, well, pull up the map, and let's look at what's near that bus stop. And when we pulled it up and looked at it, that bus stop was at the corner of a side street that went into a huge subdivision. And so I said, what are we going to do if the people that live in that subdivision have a baby in a stroller? or are pulling a toddler as they walk to get to the bus, as they're going through the snow. And it was immediately I had this image of this mom, you know, pushing the baby, pulling the other kids with her. And a quarter of a mile may not seem like a lot to somebody who's traveling alone, somebody who's able-bodied, but a quarter of a mile can be a huge difference when you are bringing along your troop of kids or using some sort of assistive device. So I think that that's just one example where we bring different perspectives, and I think that that's really important. And why we need to make sure that everyone has a voice when we're talking about making decisions for transportation in Flint.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you met. It's the first thing I thought of when you said that is, like, what if they have a stroller and it's snowing, or they have high heels on the way to work? And
right. Yes. You know, that's immediately where I went to, and that just hadn't crossed their mind. And of course, once I said it, then they were like, oh, absolutely. And we put the stop actually closer to the sub. But you know, you just have to have sometimes say it.
Well, I got to say, they are lucky to have you at MTA because you really do think outside of the box. I've only been there for about a year now, but I've seen how you think ahead. And so does Ed. And you guys together are making a great team because you're making things happen. Like Jay, you had said once before, they're not looking at the puck. They're looking at where the puck is going, and they're working towards the future. And that's so important. Many don't have that insight. And we are lucky in this community to have you both in place because you're doing innovative things at MTA all the time. And can you talk about the things we're working on? I know there's a couple of different things. Can you give us an idea of what, or is it secret?
No, like, it's not a secret. I think, I think that we had some great initiatives that we've been working on, really, you mentioned at the beginning, Rides to Wellness, really improving the health of the community by ensuring that transportation isn't a barrier to accessing health care and food and other, daily life needs. So we've made a huge progress in that area, and I think that the future will continue to grow and move that program forward. I do think that, COVID has kind of rocked the transportation industry and made us think differently about how the future looks. You mentioned people working from home. We wonder, is that going to affect how many people are taking the bus every day? If a lot of people are remote workers, will they need a big bus taking them down the road? Or will we need more, personalized transportation where people are doing something similar to what we know as Uber or Lyft, and they are being able to call up that car to come to their house and get them and take them specifically where they need to go because maybe they've decided they only need one vehicle in the home. So we're looking at things like that. We also are looking at how to make transportation really safe for the riders. So things like contactless fare, how can we use our phones and some other technology so that people aren't having to have as much interaction where potentially there could be spreading of viruses or germs or other things that we've learned about in the past year. So I think it's a different time for transportation, but it's exciting, and it provides us a lot of challenges to rethink maybe some of the traditional ways that we've always thought about public transportation.
Well, I know you talked about the on-demand being a little bit more involved. I know we don't have the Lyft and the Ubers around here like you might find in the bigger cities, but it still is a need for it. Somebody has to get to work right away. And you're working on that too for the on-demand to get to work. And that's so important. And I know you're working with the airport right now as well. We don't want anybody stranded. We do have a bus that runs through there. But like you said, when you have luggage, if maybe you have a stroller, you need to have that personal transportation back to your home. And we're working on that as well. And even the electric vehicles. I mean, there's just so many things that MTA is working on at one time, which is amazing to me. So I'm proud to work there, proud to work with all of you guys. And I just can't tell you how wonderful it feels to be able to help the community. So is there any last words you want to give us or anything else you want to cover before we wrap this up?
Well, I just circling back to what we started with, I really want to encourage people that are listening to this. If you're looking for a new career opportunity, if you have never thought about transportation or only thought about it in terms of driving a big bus and thought, well, I don't want to do that, so that's not for me. We have at any given time between 600 and 700 staff, and there's just tons of different options for people to look into. It's a great company to work for. It has great benefits, a great staff, as you've mentioned, to work with. And so I hope people will take the time to research transportation careers and then also reach out to us and our HR office and see what opportunities are available.
Well, that, I'm so glad you mentioned that, too, because I have found some friends of mine and some elderly people, like maybe the seniors, they just want something extra to do. They don't want a full-time job. They don't want a lot of stress, but they want to make some money. They want to make a difference in the community, and it's perfect for them. My mom goes to a senior center, and one of her friend's husbands said, I want to do that. He drives a car. He loves doing it. There's another woman that works there. I have lunch with them a lot of times with the drivers when I'm when COVID isn't a problem, I'm there. And they just feel so grateful. They have a job. They can feel like they're rewarding other people by getting them to the doctor or to the grocery store they need to go. And it isn't a stressful job so much for them like some jobs can be. And it pays quite well. And they even get their birthdays paid. I think that's wonderful. And I love that it's so safe too, because you do take their temperatures. You give them masks. If people get in the car, they don't have a mask, we provide one. And there's plastic in between the front seat and the back seat. Everything that they possibly can do to keep people safe and take their temperatures, both the passengers and the drivers. So it's a great opportunity to make some extra money. You can work full-time, part-time. And I love that MTA also says work when it works for you. You can tell them the hours you want to work and the days you want to work. And who else does that?
It's a great place to work. And I know that there's a lot of people, people that have been in the restaurant industry or other service that have had their jobs cut or lost them. And so mm-hmm. we would love the opportunity to provide them with an opportunity to serve the residents of Flint through this way, through a different way.
There was a sweet little lady. She was wonderful. I want to say her name in case she doesn't want me talking about her, but we were having lunch and she was in her 80s. And I had to say, she looked like she was in her 60s. She looked great, very fit. She said she loved the job. She could make the hours that she wanted to. And she was telling me some of the best stories. And the one gentleman she picked up had a Cadillac in his driveway. And she said, I don't mean to be nosy or rude, but you have a beautiful car. Why do you call MTA? He said, well, how do you tell you out there what I'm saving on my gas, my insurance, and the wear and tear in the car? This is like having a chauffeur, and you get me where I want to go, and I love the personalities that pick me up, so this is a treat for me. And he said, you know, I think he was paying $2.25 to get to where he had to go. You can't beat that. You can't even get gas that cheap. So right. It's very convenient for us, some, and some have to have it because they don't have a vehicle. And it works for a lot of different people for a lot of different reasons. And just think, if you lost your car right now, how would you get to work? How would you get around? It's nice to know MTA is there.
Right. So, we all need that backup plan. My own dad has worked for or did work for the auto industry for years and years. Total car guy, would have never thought he used public transportation. But as he's gotten a little bit older, he's had times where he needs to get to the doctor, and it was quite often, and he hated to ask me to take time off work, and so he started using our Rides to Wellness service and absolutely loved it. And just like you said, he enjoyed not just the ride, but the conversation with the driver, the camaraderie. It was just all around a great experience. So I would never send my parents to something I didn't believe in or think was completely safe. And they have been users of our system, and it's been a real blessing for them.
Absolutely. Glad to hear that. Now, is your father a veteran?
He is not, no.
Well, because I know we both know this, but people listening might not, that veterans do get totally free rides, 6 free rides a month. And that's for them, their wives, their spouses, or their widows. So either way, they get 6 free rides a month, and that'll take them to the veterans hospital. They'll wait with them. They'll bring them back. They could even stop off at the pharmacy or the grocery store if needed to get them home safe and sound. And I just think that's one of the best services that MTA has to offer. And I'm very proud of them for that.
Yeah, it's really a great service. And we're able to do it because of the partnership we have with the Genesee County Department of Veteran Services and the residents of Genesee County that voted for the Veterans Millage. That's the funds that support that program, and it really is the county giving a service back to the residents that voted or that supported that through the millage. So we're excited to offer that service. People love it, and we really encourage any veterans who haven't tried it to give us a call and try it out.
All right, so if you have any interest in ever having a part-time job, full-time job, make it work for you, our website is mtaflint.org. It's www.mtaflint.org. And you can go where it says job openings. You can see what we have coming up, the services that are available. And please feel free to use it at any time. I know when I first heard about MTA, I thought, well, it's the buses. Maybe people don't have a car. You know, it's more than that. People, 10,000 people a week are taken back and forth to work. We take them outside the area for jobs too, and they can't find something here. All right. So once again, that website is mtaflint.org. And I want to thank you so much for being with us and all the valuable information that you shared with us, Harmony. And I know you have boys at home and you're so busy. So thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And thank you all for listening each and every week as we try to bring you something new, helpful, interesting to hopefully make your life more comfortable, easier, and more enjoyable. So tune in next week to find out how you can get free food, legal help, and assistance conveniently as we speak with Jean Johnson from the Burton Senior Center. She's amazing. My mom loves her, and there's so many wonderful things out there in the community we want to share with you. So thanks for listening to On the Road with MTA.
You've been listening to On the Road with the MTA. For more information on our services and community outreach, visit us online anytime at www.mtaflint.org and be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The MTA, your community, your connection, your way.